Stock Market Investing for Beginners. The only guide you need to invest in the stock market and retire early. Learn the strategies that have allowed me to reach financial freedom. Written by George Hansen, narrated by Jim Rising. Chapter 1. Basics of Value Investing. Value investing is one of the most famous, oldest, and most successful investment strategies in history. The foundations of this strategy were presented and formalized by Benjamin Graham and his colleague David Dodd in his years of teaching at Columbia University, starting in 1928. These bases were then summarized in their 1934 Security Analysis text. The Origins of Value Investing. Benjamin Graham, after working on Wall Street for a few years, founded an investment partnership in 1926. You can think of it as the equivalent of today's hedge funds, even without the modern technologies to support it. Graham's management recorded a compound annual performance of approximately 17%. An extraordinary result when you consider that in between there was the Great Depression that cut down most of the other partnerships. Graham's style involved the purchase of highly undervalued securities based on their assets, real estate, machinery, etc., and the availability in the form of goods, credits, and liquidity. Another aspect Graham considered was the low price of the stock compared to the profits made by the company and the dividends it paid. The environment was very favorable for this strategy. After the crash of 1929, many investors no longer wanted to have anything to do with the stock market. So, many Wall Street stocks were trading at prices even lower than their credit in bank holdings. In practice, even by just selling off goods, factories, and machinery, the value of the stock was sometimes even double its market price. Even the subsequent normalization of prices, however, did not penalize the investment style very much. Graham, instead of focusing on liquidation value or asset value, focused on the ability to produce profits not priced by the market. The basis of the style, however, was always the same. Value investors want to pay a low price compared to the intrinsic value of the stock without too much speculation about its future. This low price paid would have guaranteed an adequate safety margin even in the worst case. This approach became more and more difficult in the subsequent boom of the 1950s and 1960s when finding such undervalued stocks became difficult and the quality of analysts and financial information has risen significantly. Graham in the late 1960s even went so far as to say that finding hidden value was almost an exercise that no longer paid, and suggested the smart investor to diversify between a group of primary stocks and take home the market return. However, Graham also trained several analysts during his years at Columbia. Many of them carried on his philosophy even in the following years, and some even surpassed their teacher. Among them, the number one is Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is the greatest investor in history. With him, the investment style Graham discovered was further developed. Although in the early years of his career, Buffett also concentrated on stocks with a good relationship between market value and tangible value of the assets, over time, he began to change focus. Buffett's greatest successes were stocks that over time have shown a good rate of growth and profits, capable of gradually pulling up the stock market price. So the focus was not only on the low price, but also on the good prospects. Buffett's motto can be summed up as follows. It is better to pay a reasonable price for an exceptional company rather than a low price for a bad company. However, Graham's teachings were more present than ever. According to Buffett, you must never pay a very high price in the perspective of a stellar future. Furthermore, the focus was always on companies with simple, easily understandable, and predictable businesses. It is no coincidence that until recent years, Buffett has rarely tried his hand at technology companies, while his greatest successes have been banking, insurance, consumer goods, and simple industrial goods companies. With Buffett, value investing has become popular. If Graham's techniques were at the time rather obscure and little known to the masses, and this was also an advantage for him, Buffett had to deal with other skillful competitors. Thanks to his successes and those of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?